Harvard Medical School professor Warner Slack has died at the age of 85. He was a pioneer in the field of electronic medical records. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports that well before electronic records were common, Dr. Slack envisioned computers as a way to empower patients.
More than 50 years ago, Dr. Warner Slack had a revolutionary idea.
I hoped that the computer would help the doctor in the care of the patient. And in the back of my mind was the idea that the computer might actually help patients to help themselves with their medical problems.
It was a controversial idea at the time, Dr. Slack recalled at an event this February. Some people asked whether computers would replace doctors.
A rejoinder that I found helpful was that any doctor who can be replaced by a computer deserves to be replaced by a computer.
Fast forward to 2018.
And within his own lifetime, we've gone to, it would be malpractice to practice medicine without an office full of computers.
That's Warner Slack's son, Charlie. He says, though electronic health records have become a huge industry, his father never lost focus on the patient.
He was a strong advocate of patient privacy and patients being in control of their own information and having access to it.
One of his most quoted sayings was that patients are the most underutilized resource in healthcare, recalls Dave DeBronkhart, a stage 4 cancer survivor and activist for patients' full involvement in their own care.
He saw the future a half century ahead. He was the patron saint of the movement to get patients involved in healthcare by involving us in our medical records. And to what he saw and talked about, even as far back as the 1960s, is finally becoming reality today.
For example, a project called Open Notes at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, where Dr. Slack long worked, that lets patients see and contribute to their own medical records. Dr. Charles Safran is chief of clinical informatics at Beth Israel.
He believed that any patient at any educational level could interact with the computer and not only give us physicians useful information, but also could help treat themselves.
And that was long, long before smartphones and WebMD.
The technology that he invented and envisioned, he and his partner could have patented this stuff, and they could have been unbelievably wealthy men.
But that was never Dr. Slack's interest, Safran says.
His interest was only in taking care of patients. At the end of the day, some patient was better because of his work. He was a happy person.
Dr. Slack was also happy in his marriage, says his son, Charlie. This past Saturday, the day he died of lung disease, was Dr. Slack's 62nd wedding anniversary. And he died in his hospital bed in his wife, Carolyn's arms. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.